Would you like to know more? Would you like to know more?
Welcome to the Warmaster Podcast, episode 108 with Paul and Barry.
Merry Christmas!
It's nearly there, isn't it?
Have you been naughty?
Yeah, always naughty. Mm-hmm. Eight sleeps, apparently.
Eight is out. No, that's not how adults say it.
Eight sleeps. Well, that's how kids say it. Eight sleeps. 17th. So is that eight sleeps? Yeah, seems about right.
Eight sleeps to Christmas. He's checking his list. Checking it twice. Trying to find out who's naughty and nice.
We're all naughty. No one ever owns up time which they've spent. You and Paul, I bet when we go through that, I bet if we audited your fucking list, I bet it wouldn't balance, really.
Probably not.
if we drilled down to every fucking paintbrush,
I will talk about that. Yeah, you're like, you miser, Scrooge.
every case. We're using the same mic as last time, so hopefully that worked all right.
Yep.
Did you listen to it? Nope.
I listened
to it.
Yeah.
Was it all right?
It was all right, yeah. It's free.
So I'll try and compress it later, but also we need to stay a little bit away from the mic.
Okay,
I don't know how to keep the game down on it.
Yep.
Anyway, so today's episode is 2018 review.
Year in review. Yeah.
It's been a busy one.
It has been good. And positive. The Warmaster is in a more positive place than it was at the start of the year. Definitely. And going forward, I think it's all positive. Personally. Mm. Yeah,
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing we always talk about is the wide world of Pauldom, which is it's 3 weeks, isn't it? Because I don't know what happened last week. I've got a pop, so I'm fucking busy now.
Yeah. Well, that should explain why we're a week late.
Well, for a start, I've got a pop.
Yeah.
I think I mentioned it last time.
So Barry's now to dog train.
Yeah. And my days are a bit more compressed. But the dog is really good. Like, I played a game we'll talk about, and the dog just slept for 2.5 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
And I did. You know they sleep 16 to 18 hours a day?
Dogs? Really?
Pups.
I don't know that. Yeah.
It's fucking great.
So just sleep all day.
Just sleep all day. Just take them for a walk twice a day, let them sleep.
Let them sleep. Mm-hmm.
Happy days. Try and stop them eating shit.
Yeah.
Why do they eat shit, dogs?
Because they're, well, not the cleverest of animals, are they?
I think it's they can get nutritional value out of shit.
Mm-hmm.
So they eat.
But aren't also domesticated dogs immature, even when they're adults, compared to what dogs in the wild would be?
Well, I definitely think they have gastrointestinal issues. The stuff they're exposed to in the wild, they're not in captivity.
Yeah.
That's why they eat shit, to try and get bacteria and enzymes and stuff that they're not getting in their diet.
They only do what comes naturally to them, don't they? Like, as in, like, they're just following nature's, like, path for them.
So in order to try and stop her eating shit, I've been getting, like, natural food. This green tripe, holy shit. It's bad. So it's like unprocessed cow's stomach.
With
all the contents in it.
Yeah.
Minced up. Fuck, it stinks. And to her, it's like a bacon sandwich. She goes fucking nuts for it.
Yeah.
But me, I'm like... But oh, there we go. Dogs. Who'd have them? They're not just for Christmas, you know.
No, they're not.
Not big enough.
So when's this one off to the pound, then?
It came from the fucking pound.
When's it going back?
It's not going back. Right, anyway, so dogs. So I don't know why we missed it. I'm going to blame you anyway.
All right, go for it.
Mm-hmm. I just did.
Because
if it's not me banging the hammer, I mean, you do occasionally fire out a message.
Yeah. Well, you're the one who's like freer than me.
That's true.
Yeah, like, you know, I go to work.
Four jobs. Four jobs.
Yeah, so, I mean, but...
This is one of them, apparently.
This is a quiet week, right.
Yeah, but this is the job, apparently.
Oh, yeah, it's a job. Yeah, it's a job.
A job that you pay money to do.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, like, don't tell her that. Right, so let's hear what's happening in the 3 weeks of Paul World. This is going to fucking take a while. I'm getting my tea ready. Bollocks. Get it done. You've got 10 minutes of painting discussion.
Yeah, no, I've been doing quite a bit of painting. I mean, like, because I've had quite a lot of night shifts.
Commission painting as well?
Have you
got that one in yet?
No. Actually, so the guy hasn't come through with, like, I mean, I haven't had chases. So what I have been doing, like, I guess your hobby time, is I've been shifting a lot of Jeff's eBay stuff.
Jeff Ultimate Hoarder.
Yeah, I mean, and have a look at my totals.
That's pretty mental. If you if you think you know a hoarder, you ain't seen nothing.
You ain't seen Jeff. Like, you ain't a hoarder. Like,
this fucking guy, like, oh my God.
So, yeah, basically, I, as in my recap, Jeff gave me a lot of epic stuff to shift that he wouldn't know how to sell, you know, been out of touch with it for a long time. And you're talking like a Hoover box full of epic stuff. I mean, a lot of epic stuff. And I had to organise it all because it was completely unorganised and, you know, like...
Identify what the fuck it is.
Yeah, basically divvy it into six different races that was in there, factions, and then list them as per... I decided to do this as listing them as per epic UK formations.
Right, yeah. Good
so
idea.
I didn't open them up international postage. I just kept it UK, domestic. Unless someone PM'd me and wanted to order a bunch of stuff, then I was like, no, okay, it's worth it. You know,
so why did you not do... Because I've started doing that global program now, global delivery program. I didn't even know about it.
Oh, yeah.
It costs people a fucking fortune. So, like, somebody bought something from me from Italy.
Yeah.
And I didn't repost mine, but he paid, like, 12 quid or something for his post.
Oh, okay.
Because they've got to pay for the middleman and stuff to handle it.
Well, the thing is, the items I'm selling, some of them are very small items. Like, a unit of Devastators, you know, so four stands of little infantry and
six
two rifles. Yeah, six mil.
Minuscule.
3 quid. Buy them now, 3 quid.
You know, they're 50 square quid. Bases,
yeah, square bases. So I built the models, I had to build the models and to sell them and set formation. So if I was playing the game, because there's no, the thing is later they did strips, but actually I prefer the squares. You know, like the.
Well, the only problem was is they're fiddly as fuck.
Yeah, because when you're playing the game, right, and you want to get into close combat, then you have this weird thing because they're stripped lines. You have all these like the edges, like the short edges, touching what they want to, so they get maximised most in close combat. And to me, that looks rubbish. Yeah, you know, right. as in, just keep them on squares, like as was the 80s intended. You know, yeah, personally.
But yeah, how do you ship them without getting damaged? Because they're really
so
fragile,
yeah. So what
six million jobs,
I've sent a lot and have had one or two. So what? But they keep the postage down. Because
you only want large letter, you don't want to go
that. So under 100, you know, 100 grams, like
80p stamp,
So it's what is, I just wrap them in a bit of cotton wool and put them in a mailing bag or a jiffy bag and off it goes. So you have to, otherwise you're not making any money. So like,
that'd be like 4 quid postage, it'd be ridiculous.
Well, no, exactly, it's got to be that way. So, and that was my defence if anyone moaned about it. It's like, well, it's free postage, you know, and the item's so cheap.
Yeah,
so,
what do you want? If you're selling an item for 3 quid, it would cost you more than that for the post.
Yeah, exactly. So, and it's like, unless you bought lots of items, forget about it. You know, like, as in, you know, so, and one or two were damaged en route that way, but the vast majority, like...
Especially the weapons, like the...
Yeah, like I've sold 150 items.
Oh my God.
And I've had two people say they got damaged.
Hopefully they're not going to negatively review you.
I don't care. And the other 80 gave me positives. You know?
God, he's a monster. I'm on nearly 900. What am I on? 800 and something with no negative. 100%.
I don't chase for that. If I was going to buy from somebody, I don't look at their like.
At the rating. What ratings of tourists?
Crap about that. You know, like as in like yeah.
Well, it's supposed to be indicative of how they perform as a buyer stroke seller.
But it says on this eBay, doesn't it? Like your here we go. Positive, 72 positives in the past year, one neutral.
Is that all you've got?
Yeah.
Well, you've got no negatives then. That's what I'm saying.
Great. But like, I couldn't even like. Anyway, never mind. Yeah.
Well, good for you. That's what. Yeah. So what you want. You don't want negatives.
Yeah.
You have to buy them off.
All right. So anyway, I've been shipping a lot of stuff, and then when I got to 600 quid. I worked out the fees because it was basically 10% of eBay fees, 10% on pay as in for
PayPal.
Postage, PayPal stuff. So and Jeff was 25 and my cut was 25. So I gave Jeff half the money and 25% of it covers other fees.
Yeah.
And 25% is what I'm doing it for.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just another job.
Yeah, but it's got I've listed everything now. So now right. Now's the easy time. I just let the money roll in and mail it. I can't list anything more. I've listed, well, there's a lot of odds and ends and stuff. And
you there's
also,
a bag. Junk bag.
I don't think I'll bother. You know, like, is it, and also there's like on the Chaos sprues, like most of that Chaos range is not compatible with,
right.
Like it doesn't exist. Like Epic, like they were designed for a game system that doesn't fit into Epic Armageddon anymore. Chaos Sprue is really weird, got some really weird items on it, like Chaos Squats, Trolls.
In
like,
space?
Yeah, it's like, space. Yeah, like, what is this? You can't use this anymore. Like, I clipped off and sold all the Chaos Space Marines. They went like that. You know, like, because the thing is you're buying them as formations, and Epic Armageddon is the more popular game.
And so it's like paying 3 quid a formation?
Well, a 50p a stand, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And that's shipped?
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. But it works. I mean, like, you know, proof's in the. I said to Jeff, I was like, I can either sell them at what I think's not a nice price and you'll make money, or I aim for higher stuff and you might not ever sell it. So, what do you want me to do? And he was like, trust in my opinion, yeah, I'm going to sell it at 50p a stand. Yeah.
Bob on, as they say up north. Mm-hmm. Well done. Right, so that's your eBay business.
So that's been, like, I'd say, a lot of my hobby time, but I've also been doing a lot of painting, and I brought along. Some things I've been doing recently, which are for Lord of the Rings, Gondor Metal Rangers.
Faramir's Rangers.
And they're on these bases, which are what was it called?
I can't remember.
Generation Shift bases, yeah.
Some nice resin bases.
Yeah, again, cheap though. They're not expensive, those bases.
And were they easy enough to get mounted on the bases?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, like, I mean, yeah. You just
found a way to, and then just glued them on, no drilling and pinning and stuff.
No, God, no, that's a waste of time.
Well, that's what the pros are.
That's for people who got just too. No, it does not need that. You know, like,
need that. No, they're nice, and yeah.
So
Lord of the Rings is a good game.
I know. I mean, it's. I haven't played it much, and you know, but I do really like how you can have these little, like, look. The Fellowship of the Ring is a faction. Like, I picked up the Hobbit book and
did you?
Thorin's Company. And that's a faction. Like, that's a gameable force.
You could get that in the old box, couldn't you? The Goblin Town.
Yeah, so they sold it separately now. Yeah, like, and so Gandalf, all the dwarves, and Bilbo is like 1,000 points. Is it any good? I don't know.
Well, they're all heroes. Well, for a start, half of them don't like that fucking dwarves.
Yeah, I know. like,
I don't know what went wrong with these dwarves. Yeah, they weren't beardy enough, no. They weren't short enough, fat enough.
Compared to Gimli, like, they didn't look like Gimli, did they?
Like dwarves.
Yeah, so anyway, I just like that it's so thematic. And like I saw one selling on eBay, but I was too late to get it, was all the ring wraiths from Dol Guhr. You know, the Forge World models.
Right.
But it's like all the ring wraiths and Sauron, like from The Hobbit, like the evil guys. Yeah. And like, again, it's like the equivalent of the Fellowship of the Ring. They're all heroes.
That'd be expensive. Yeah. Points wise.
Oh, yeah, it would. Shit, you're like, again, you're like 1,000 points as a 12 models or something.
Oh, I think that'd be more than that.
Not it is. Ring wraiths are expensive. Yeah, but it is. I mean, that's a lot of points.
But they should be expensive. They're fucking hard to deal with. Even one of them.
Mm-hmm. And I just like that. I just like, and also I've played Eric. A couple of games. We played Batman. Marvel last time. Yeah, it was Marvel. No, we got out the Marvel models and played Marvel. Yeah.
Has it aged well?
No, it was fun. It's like it is a good game system. I mean, like, compared to Batman, it's lightweight. It's like drafts of chess.
But that's not necessarily a bad thing. No, the Rings is pretty straightforward.
Yeah, it's not, and it's about so I use my Avengers against X-Men, and Thor was a brilliant mess by Merrick. Thor smashed Storm apart, and then backswing Juggernaut away, and it was just like in one move. It was just
killed
like
Storm.
Yeah, well, she was already beaten up. Oh, right. But yeah, basically, he hit her so hard that despite all her defences, it just went clocked her because he rammed her into a building behind, and that got more damage.
Cool.
And then I like knocked away Juggernaut with a backswing. Yeah, so it's cool. Yeah, but yeah, and that is fun. It's like, it's a good problem solving, like, how do you work the scenario and keep and beat the enemy at the same time? Little game. And I say, some of the Rings games I played have also been fun as well. I'd like to have found the time to play more games of Skaven at Warmaster and head of the tournament coming up, but I haven't been able to make the club. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I've got to cancel the club this week as well. Mm-hmm. I think Mrs. Peace out, or I've got something now jumped in the diary. Mm. And it's a rearranged game from the game I cancelled 2 weeks ago, which is Phil again. So, sorry, Phil. I'm going to have to cancel this afternoon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well. Are you there this Wednesday?
I am.
Are you playing anything?
Well,
maybe you could play Phil.
Yeah, well, I could. But this club meeting is like to play a silly board game or something. Yeah, it's the Christmas one before Christmas. So I'm jumping in and playing in the Blackstone Fortress, like big Christmas
Warhammer Quest-y thing.
Yeah, the new Warhammer Quest. Yeah, I'm going to be the Rattlings.
The Pap.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean,
like Silver Tower.
It is literally the same rules.
I ain't interested in that.
No, fair enough. But it's like it's
too light.
I'm bought it.
Wasn't that when you broke the game?
Yeah, because I wouldn't cooperate.
You wouldn't fight. Yeah. Keep stealing all the resources.
Yeah, you're just throwing them away. And again, and that's the thing. If I'm the Rattlings, that's exactly how I'm going to play.
How do I win?
Yeah.
How do I win this co-op game?
How would my cowardly Rattlings do this?
It doesn't really work with you co-op, does it? You don't really understand the concept. Cooperative. Cooperative. So me, it's been a few weeks. I've only managed to get one game in, and I was sneaked in last week.
What is this about? Who is this?
Kerry. I don't know if you've met him. He's been to the bunker a couple of times. He's been at my magic club a few times.
Right.
He's police.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's on Facebook or anything.
So you're playing War Master games behind my back.
I did. Well, variety's the spice of life.
I feel.
It was funny. He was like,
trade.
I haven't played many games. You know, you'll have to go. You fucking give me a good game, man.
So what tell us about it then?
So he was playing a very very stock Chaos list. In fact, I'm not sure what I would. In fact, the only thing I would have changed is his hero and. What do we call it? Character setup. So he had a general and two heroes, one on a dragon.
No wizard.
And he said he looked through the wizard spell list and he wasn't that impressed by it.
Tried Rage of Chaos, mate?
I think the command one's really underrated. That's a pain in the arse.
Yeah, get that. Yeah.
So the other thing was we weren't using the optional rules. Or a lot of them.
Oh, because he didn't know them?
Not only that, because I want to see what the game's like without. Because... It really punished me.
Yeah.
Because I had a two character build, so just the general and a wizard.
Yeah.
And he had harpies, which were behind me.
Yeah.
For most of the game.
So your ogres.
Yeah, my ogres. So that's really hard.
Yeah.
So the wizard's ordering on a 7, his first order. Yeah. And if you fuck that, there's no half-base move.
Because you've taken it away.
So we discussed like tactics and stuff, and I said, because he was saying I shouldn't have brought two harpies, and I said, well, in this situation they've got some good work to do because I've got artillery, you've got two units of flyers, I've got no real protection against flyers,
just bodies,
I haven't got the, I can't use greenlings, can I, or goblins? They're not going to fucking do anything. I can't be leaving like good ogres to babysit these artillery. So I had to use
lead belchers
who are really underwhelming. I mean, I know they're cheap.
But they might be the answer to your ogre problems, actually you need some more units of lead belchers. Just to do the things that you need any troops to do, are half decent.
They're not half decent, are they? The problem is, why would you use, like, high up archers as your support troop?
But in your list, if you're not willing to use greenlings, that's the only...
You can't use greenlings,
that's the next cheapest unit.
I know.
Oh, 90 points, aren't they?
90 points?
Yeah.
With two attacks and a gun or some fucking crazy... No. Three attacks and a gun. Three attacks and a gun. But only 15 centimetre gun. So putting them on the second rank is a bit of a fucking... Like, scornergy or whatever you should call it.
Like, my missile troops support. In other armies, they're first.
Just doesn't make any fucking sense. Because they wouldn't even get to shoot... If you got through the first rank, because they would have been in support, it would have been a pursuit into them. Yeah. Then you're never going to get to shoot.
These are for show.
We're not even proper ogres. Yeah. So I said, like, first thing to do is get both units of harpies and put them behind my line. Because I've got no free half-pace move. Yeah. If I fail an order, I can't even deal with these bastards. And even if I manage to get the first order on a 7...
You've got to charge them on a 6.
7-6. That's awful. And I've only got two characters. I've only got two characters. And I've got like a few brigades to move, obviously. So you put the harpies there. I managed to turn around, but I couldn't charge them, which is pretty obvious. I was lucky enough to get them to turn around. And then he just withdrew them and moved them again. And they were just a fucking pain in the arse all game.
I guess this guy lives locally then.
Like Molsham way.
So, like, is he going to play in events, or is that
not possibly? But he's in the same situation as, well, not as me, because he's got more like you with kids.
Oh, right.
So he's got kids. He's got like a career that's shift based, and he can never do Wednesday nights. So he's never at the bunker. Oh, okay. He's been like twice in 6 years. So if he'd have had a wizard, I don't think I'd have even got in this fucking game. Because if he'd have got that wizard with another -1 to command, I'm now on fucking 6s to try and get stuff moving. And there's no half-base move.
Yeah.
The half-face move is so forgiving.
Well, yeah, but it's... Well, we've discussed this a lot, you know, but I think it brings more than it takes away.
It, for sure, but it would also mean that there's no way I could have two characters. It's just not possible.
No.
Unless one of them's a high elf general or something.
Yeah,
because it's just not...
I think a two-character build is really only viable in a Command 10 army, really.
Yeah, like cavalry-based
army.
Or
an army
well.
That has a Command 9 general and some other way to get command. You know,
like Skaven.
Like a Scream Bell. But you wouldn't take two characters in the script.
You probably don't even need to if you do it on a yeah. dinner plate.
If you're willing to do that tactic, I just have one.
Just the general. On a nine. I don't even need the fucking bell.
Nah,
so you get a nine anyway.
Yeah, I'll get a nine anyway. Screw that bell.
more rats.
So
that's a shame, really, because the reason I had two characters was because I just don't have points for anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're fighting against Chaos Troops. Oh, we'll leave the support issue and stuff till I think that's actually on one of the talking points.
Oh right? Yeah, you got it there.
Yeah. So anyway, so I don't think two characters is viable on that list. But then that makes it really hard because you've got to pay for these characters out of and everything's fucking expensive.
I mean, I think
there's no Chaos Hounds and there's no fucking rewards.
I think it's ogres. You go big or go home. So like, what you take is. You take a hero, you upgrade him with a sword, you put him on a Rhinox.
Yeah, but that's nearly 200 points.
And you commit him. You commit him.
Yeah, that's what Janice did, didn't he?
Yeah, you commit him all the time.
He had two characters.
Yeah.
Both on fucking Rhinoxes.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Like, send
them like 500 points in there.
Yeah, send them in, just like they fight in every combat. Yeah, bash, bash, bash.
It's the only way. He did win with that list.
Yeah.
the bastard.
Yeah, that's what you got to do, I think.
Anyway, so... The game basically drew itself out, and then we had a time limit because I had to walk the dog before picking the kids up, and it was even on board, but he'd gotten into my greenlings.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My greenlings were hidden in a wood. Eventually, he got to the wood.
Yeah.
He won the first round of combat.
That's it. That's it.
And then he won the second round of combat.
And then they might just slit their own throats.
Harry Kerry. I'm a greenling, that's a Chaos Warrior. You're nuts, mate.
Just throw down your bit of rusty stick and run.
Just run. They should be allowed to fucking flee, really. They shouldn't have to die.
Yeah.
They did. Anyway, so that was that. And I haven't really done a great deal else.
Okay.
Just been busy with dog.
Yeah.
Dog eating a lot of time.
Yep.
Right, so our next section is the World of Warmaster.
Yes, the World of Warmaster. Mm-hmm.
So Kickstarter, I've got Warmonger, I've got Kickstarter kicking around.
Yep.
I don't know if that's something that interests you or not, but it's definitely something that's worth looking at. And it's running for a couple more weeks.
Is this the Empire range?
I don't think it's the cannons. I think it's the other variants.
Other units, yeah.
Like mortars and...
Yeah. Alternatives, like, yeah.
Yeah, so if you were interested in getting some alternative sculpts or getting maybe building an Empire army, that is a place to go. And it's on Kickstarter as we speak. So get in there and do that.
I own some Warmonger stuff. It's quality. If I didn't have an Empire army, that's how I would do it.
He certainly is a very good sculptor,
yes.
As far as I know.
Lovely.
Very nice sculptor. I haven't seen a great deal of other stuff going on. I've seen like bits and bobs, but I can never quite work out if these things are for sale or will be for sale one day. I keep seeing I saw a 1.5mm goblin head.
Is this like this like ring Lord of the Rings Star Wars?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. They haven't gone. It hasn't come to a product yet.
Yeah, whatever. There's quite a lot of stuff just comes on there. You go like, is this for sale?
I'm not sure. I remember the guy who sculpted some own Chaos Dwarf models, and they look fantastic. And they were like, is he going to sell this? What is this? Is this? I mean, honestly, they looked like the classic Chaos Dwarf like GW look. Big hats.
Yeah,
like, and
the biggest of hats.
And it was just, and they were just like, I'd buy that, but is it for sale? Like,
well, that's weird.
Yeah. It's like, anyway, never mind.
And there's also somebody was telling, we're seeing on the Facebook that one of the manufacturers that did Skaven, I'm going to try and find the name of the manufacturer, an Italian manufacturer is going out of business. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
They were like incredible samurai models, like so many.
Yeah.
So many different types of models. But yeah, for whatever reason, they're going out of business, which is just a shame.
So what? Oh, is this the guy who was doing the Skaven range?
No. No, I think it's a relatively sizable manufacturer.
Oh, okay, right.
From Italy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Christopher Orr was involved, and he's saying that somebody, he put them in touch with somebody who may buy it. Castle Arts are the name.
Yeah, yeah.
Castle Arts de Perini Alessandro.
Right.
This weekend, so December the 16th. Oh, fuck, there you go. So last weekend, you had an opportunity to place the last orders before they closed down.
Oh, whoops. Like hot off the press.
Hot off the... But it only came out this weekend, so what do you want me to do?
Yeah,
what do it came out on the 14th. They're closing down on the 16th.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You missed that. Mm-hmm. But they were lovely models, and hopefully somebody's going to pick them up.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good. What else we got going on? The Dwarf Blunder question. Did you see that one?
What is in the Dwarf General as a like blunder?
Yes. Yeah. Well, what happens with a blunder?
Well, a general can't blunder.
Yes, the general cannot blunder. So what happened to the half-pace move?
Well, then that applies.
What, which is what?
So if the general, so you're saying if the general rolls a double six?
Indeed. Well,
so he can't blunder. Right. So you still, if you're playing a half move, then you get it.
But do you?
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Yeah. And it's not, is it?
Well, that's what Alice said. So you obviously read the rules. What? To me. Which means that I was wrong.
Oh, right. Oh,
which means you're wrong.
What is the answer?
Well, I was hoping you'd know the answer. God damn.
I mean, I've been at work the past couple of days.
I don't like these optional rules. Anyway, so optional rules, I will have to look it up now, won't I?
Mm-hmm.
God damn. I was hoping you get that right. So you don't get it, for whatever the reason. And it's actually specified in the optional rule.
Oh, does it? Oh, well, there you go. Mm-hmm.
So it must say something along the lines.
Pretty situational, isn't it? Yeah.
If you're general, blah, 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 he doesn't blunder, because it's not a blunder, because he's the general, so you don't get it. So fuck off.
All right, fair enough then.
Yeah. And there was a really weird one about another blunder result where you've got to get stuck in.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you must attack. Yeah.
But then do you have to take your support with you? Or do you even get the choice to take your support with you?
Only one unit reacts on the blunder roll and the blunder chart, isn't it?
No. If it's a brigade, it's the whole brigade.
I don't think.
But you do one, one unit at a time. So the brigade, it all suffers from whatever the blunder is.
Wait, no. The worst result is one unit as a negative. Come on, you say the whole brigade.
No, because it says in that blunder. Okay. But this one, so say you've got to move back or you've got to charge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then you do one unit at a time.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So the guy at the front charges.
Yeah.
And then the guy at the top of the back potentially can't see that.
Mm-hmm.
So there was like a bit of disagreement. The wording was irrelevant whether or not you could see it. He still had to move towards the nearest enemy. So would that mean he moved into support?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Or if he could then see another enemy, which was within 20, would he charge that enemy?
I suppose he would.
I don't know. Yeah. So it's one of those vagaries that even though this...
Again, pretty situational. Yeah.
Well, It's not unlikely that you're going to get a blunder.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to say that most of the times I've ever rolled blunders, they were too far away from the enemy to matter. Like, they weren't in range of the enemy.
It must have been a second order, otherwise the fucking troll slaves would already charge. They've got to charge anyway, so... I mean, the thing about War Master is, even though there's been a lot of eyes on the rules, there are still a lot of edge cases in this game.
Yeah, totally.
Because there are a lot of situations that don't happen often.
No, they just
But when they do happen, it's like, oh.
What? Hang on, yeah.
And that's when you need someone like Jim to sort it out.
Yeah.
And that's when the Raised Dead thing came out.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, recently. So this one I'll watch and maybe I'll feedback what the actual answer is for that one, because it was an interesting question.
I mean, because what I would do is, ahead of the next tournament that I'm running, if I'm the TO, I will obviously print off the most recent rule sets, erratas or updates or whatever, and that's what I'll go off. And if I'm asked a question of the rules question at that time and I'm not confident in it, I will obviously consult the most recent rules.
Not just Facebook Alish.
Well, that is the obviously that would be the better answer, but like maybe he's not available.
But how I would have played it was exactly like initiative charges.
Yeah.
So like you charge the nearest thing you can see,
mm-hmm.
and then if that blocks off your line of sight to that, you can't charge that.
Yeah, because you can't see it.
If there's something else you can see within 20, you charge that.
That to me, that is total logic.
But you could have taken the support with you, because you can't do initiative support.
Yes.
So I guess even with this blunder, you could have taken the support with you. I guess.
Yeah, okay.
It would make
again,
sense to
again,
me.
Again, that sounds logical. Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Who knows whether it's true or not.
Yeah.
So the other thing that I've been discussing is how to deal with ogre support.
So this is really like your issue you're finding with your list ahead of an event. It's like, what are you going... Yeah.
How am I going to... build my army so you can actually do something.
Yeah.
And not lose to shit infantry just by combat res.
Yeah.
Because that will happen.
Stick Rhinox mounted characters in there and
beat that will help. So I was fighting against Chaos, and they've got like similar, if not.
They have access to a unit of Marauders who are 60
points.
Which is 30 less than your next one, which would be 90 on Lead Belchers.
But yes, and also they've got access to cheap dogs, which are now 40 points.
Yeah.
But they add a couple of break, and they can do a lot more
than
numbers.
Did you pay 40 points for your dog? Your real dog?
A bit more than 40 points. Even though it was a rehome special. So it was interesting because it was easy for him to maximise his combat efficiency by just putting iron, what they called them, Chaos Warriors on the front and then Marauders behind. In line, easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
That's a decent combination. Yeah.
Because you're doing a lot of attacks, you've got a lot of armour, and you've got three support.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And to try to do that in reverse costs me like way more points.
Your ogres are.
Well, they're the same price. So, because they are Chaos Warriors.
Yes, but your second line is. Is Lead Belchers.
Yeah, so well, it wasn't Lead Belchers.
Yeah.
It was Iron Guns.
Iron Guns, which are, oh god.
105, what else do you want me to put? The alternative is to put everything in column. And then you've got, they're kind of supporting themselves, but you've obviously got much less stuff to fight with.
Yes.
Much less. And that I think that's the only solution I could find, or you could put Iron, what do they call them? So effectively, you put Chaos Warriors on the front.
Yep.
Whatever the fuck they're called.
Yeah.
Iron Guts. And then you put your bulls behind in column. So you've got line on the front, column in behind. That's like a ridiculous amount of points.
You're not going to have many formations of that, are you?
They're like 450 points each or something. Yeah. More.
Yeah.
It's just too much. It was really difficult.
But they're not meant to be the best army, are they?
No, I think that's the other thing you've got to face.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're... Well, I was going to say goblins bad, but I can't say that anymore. Because as we'll discuss later.
Yeah.
And it's fine that they're tier 2.5 or tier 3 as well. There's no issue with that. But as wanting to play them, I don't want to win every game, but I want to feel like I can compete without having to just rely on rolling over skeletons or something. So I don't know. I don't know, maybe you have to go away from the artillery because you just need more bodies.
I think your only answer is to go heavy on some combat characters. That's the only way you can affect it. You can, because then the terror brings down what's coming back at you, and hopefully it shoves your amount of attacks beyond, you can break the enemy so badly that it goes over their support.
As with everything, and happened with Gary, I didn't mention this in the game, but Gary committed his combat character, his hero on a dragon.
Yeah.
And although he won that round of combat and he won that fight and then he broke back, he's then got to live.
Yeah,
that's the hard bit.
Yeah, no, and that is that.
Then
is...
the Rhinox Riders pile down and just wipe him out, and what can you do? Because you can't get that far away.
No, I mean that is the double-edged fact, that is the catch-22 equestration, is you need to commit a character mount on a dragon is 100 points extra for that dragon. You need to commit it, but you've got to make sure when you commit it, you're not giving it away on the return. Yeah, sometimes that might mean that you don't chase. Yeah, like you win a fight, but actually you're exposing yourself too much to chase. Like,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's not easy. Like, but that what makes them a good, an interesting in-game mechanic is like, well, because if you could put them where, if you could break them off to whatever you wanted, then they'd be too good. Like, every army would have two dragons. Yeah, so... It's very difficult.
Yeah. So I think a three character build is where I'm going to go next, and maybe have to lose the artillery. As depressing as that is, because they're just too hard to protect as well.
They do three range attacks each, don't they?
Yeah, that doesn't do a great deal against Chaos Warriors.
So if you're taking them, you need two. You don't have anything obvious to support.
Has to be Lead Belchers. But then you're putting 250 points and three break, more importantly.
Yeah, you don't have a second piece of artillery that's a defensive piece. Yeah, I mean, in some matchups it's going to cost you. But in other games, they, like with my Orc and Goblin run of success, in the final, the artillery pieces were gold. Because he didn't come at me, didn't deal with them, and they were just.
Well, you also had seven characters.
Ah, yeah.
Which helps a lot. I mean, the problem is if you take the artillery stuff,
yeah,
then you can't afford three characters. It's just not possible. There's no room in the list.
No.
You're suddenly having to cut four greenlings or something just to get the fucking characters in.
It's similar with Ogre Problems is your Rhinox Riders, which are fantastic, but they never come back.
The rule's not there anymore.
Oh, is it? Oh, but the same.
But they're 220 points, and they're not as good as elephants. No. Because elephants cause terror, and they're 200 points.
Because once they start fighting, they're like, that is... They are the unit that somebody's going to counterattack on.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. And they go down pretty not easily.
Well enough. You know, like they stuff to stick. You can't when you're fighting with them, you don't want to lose a stand.
So when I charged a unit of Rhinox against maybe a unit of Chaos Knights.
Yeah.
And the armor really tells.
Yeah.
You think it's only like the difference between 4 up and 5 up, but fuck it, makes a massive difference. They're saving 50% more wounds than
catching
you are.
Catching it on their shields,
Shit, over time they just get worn out.
They get worn out. Attrition.
Yeah, so you might be doing a lot of damage, but your guys are getting worn out.
You are getting worn out. You're not going to, you're not coming back again.
Mm. Yeah, I'll feed you back. I'm going to give them another burst. I might need something different painted. If I get rid of the artillery, then I'll get rid of I'll get rid of the
lead belt. Give me some notice to do it.
If I get rid of the artillery, I'm getting rid of the lead belt.
So give me some notice to do it. Yeah, I have some other... the purpose of me painting them the same as... the same style was that if you then switched your mind out, you could... they're ball-based.
I'll stick a giant in.
If that's what... I've painted one. But you need to give me the... If it's something I haven't got ready, you're going to have to give me notice to do it.
One.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'll get some Yetis to babysit the Gorgers.
They're painted.
The Greenlings.
They're painted.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
I know, it's orangey.
to pay 140 points for this babysitting unit, I might as well not take any units for babysitting. Take something else that can fight. Anyway. Right, so good, I'll feed you back where that goes. I'll try and play another couple of games over. I'm not sure they're tournament ready yet. As much as I'd like to take them to a tournament, I ain't that kind of guy.
I don't know if the Skaven list I'm going to take, I don't know if that's the one I should be taking. Yeah, because I think, as I said, we discussed, the other way to build Skaven is just to go with the Blob. Yeah, like the Borg.
The Blob.
It's the Borg. We are the Borg.
Just assimilate.
We just move together.
Attention! If you need to get your miniatures safely from point A to point B, then get yourself a KR Multicase. KR Multicases come in all manner of different shapes and sizes, and have gamer-friendly pricing. So do yourself a favour and get yourself a KR Multicase today! Soft foam, hard cases.
So we're going to talk a little bit now about what 2018's brought to us and the Warmaster world.
A good year.
It's been a decent
year. It's a good year.
It's been a decent year. You can't really argue about that.
Mm-hmm.
The Warmaster Rules Committee did its stuff.
Yep.
It fulfilled its purpose.
It
even got over the hump that I never thought it'd get over.
It did.
Which was the Wood Elves.
Yeah. And then, all good things that served its purpose, it
got taken round the back and shot.
Got taken out the back and shot. Sadly, UK Independence Party have not had that happen to them yet, but never mind.
It's coming.
Yeah, it's coming.
So, I knew we'd get 2/3, maybe even 3/4 of the way, though. I didn't think we'd get it finished. And I was amazed we got it finished. And
but Barry,
fair play to everyone.
You just remember that you are naturally negative as you're an Northerner. And you should at times think what Paul would say.
What would Paul say?
Yeah.
Get it for fucking free anyway.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter how shit it is. Take it or leave it.
Exactly.
So thank you, Alish. And everybody that helped out on the Warmaster Rules Committee. Because it was an incredible amount of work, really, for fuck all.
Yeah, exactly. For the love.
The stuff that Alish does, and he gets absolutely fucking nothing.
No, exactly.
Nothing. Yeah. There's nobody paying him. There's no copyright for the books that he's putting out.
No.
He has to do all the errata and stuff. He just does it because he loves the game.
Yeah, I mean... I take my hat off for you, sir.
And he even fucking deals with stuff still.
Yeah, I know.
Stuff that's coming out. I mean, I've washed my hands virtually. We got it to where I was happy with it being.
Yeah.
And then Alish gone, run with this fella. Just,
you
know, I'm confident he knows the rules better than anybody.
Oh, yeah, clearly he does. Yeah, I would always defer to him.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, amazing work. I mean, and he's still... editing and he's still kind of changing erratas and stuff.
So I
still haven't printed the books out, but I'm going to do an order. I'm going to say who wants a copy of these books and I'll get them done.
Certainly, when you do that, let me know, because if I haven't already done the latest whatever, I will.
Because we were self-funded for a while, we actually could provide these books at one point. We had so much cash.
Maybe.
They're lovely
prizes.
Well, maybe we could do it. We could do it for the tournaments. You know, if you come to the London GT.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, like, bring the books. It's like at the moment. Well, that's a separate company itself. At the moment, for BonesCon, that's my attention for my begging tin for that. But when it comes around to the London GT, who knows? Because as we'll speak about events, that's part of like the 2018 review. Is something I want to add on is the future of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so big, the London GT, that it's like it's been playing with the big boys now. You know, like for that.
Well, we're not really playing with the big boys, are
we? But we get dragged along behind them, okay, there on their coat strings. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when last time we got these done, I can't remember, Lulu or somewhere, yeah, where yeah, I got them printed,
right, yeah,
from.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe it cost us like £6 book.
It was dirt cheap. Yeah.
And I'd probably go so far as, because there potentially might be changes in the future, I'd just have it all in one book.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe just bind it all together in one book. Because it's obviously more expensive to have two separate books.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So maybe just get it as one book.
Yeah.
And we'd probably under a tenner a copy,
yeah,
I
yeah,
reckon.
Yeah. I'm big, yeah.
With colour front.
Sounds good
front.
To me. Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So that's something I'll try and do.
Yeah.
As maybe in the new year. Maybe in the new year.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, from the bottom of our heart, Alish, thank you for all you do, and thank you for getting that shit sorted, fella.
Yep.
And still getting the shit sorted.
Yep. Thank you very much.
And everybody that helped with the War Master Rules Committee, thank you very much for getting involved.
Yep.
And your time, but that's dead now. Yep. I'll have to think of what we're going to do to preserve it.
Yeah.
Maybe just open it up, I don't know.
Whatever you want to do, but yeah, I mean, I guess there's some people out there who would be interested to look at it. Yeah,
maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm certainly don't want to do anything that takes too much of my time to try and migrate it somewhere else. But if there's a way to just like make it not private anymore, and just people want to look at it as a resource, then knock yourself out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then our next section is going to be about tournament results.
So we just need to take a pause to gather them.
Do we?
Well, I don't have all to hand. Like, if you just pause it a second.
The job I asked you to do, you didn't quite do.
Well, it was at work yesterday. Like, Jesus Christ. Yeah, like,
you had one job. Yeah,
like,
one fucking
I've got year. Some, but I need, like, yeah.
Well, where are they then? On the War Master Rules Committee.
God,
on the War Master page.
Yeah.
Is that where we're going? The Facebook page?
Well, hang on. I'll give a pause. Like, yeah, and I'll...
Well, if it's just the Facebook page...
Yeah, but I've got some. I've got PM-messed some of them.
Oh,
so.
Right, okay. All right, we're doing our own work now.
What?
It's always good to do your homework on the day.
Oh, like, you asked me while I'm busy
dealing with it. I love it. We managed to get four tournaments.
Yeah.
Which is not all the tournaments, for sure.
No, it wasn't.
I think we ran at least one other tournament that I'm not even reporting on.
One in Colchester.
I think probably Jana's one.
Jana's one.
I think normal service was resumed. Yeah. I think he might have even won it with stupid fucking witch hunters or something ridiculous.
Yeah, he did, actually. Fuck, yes, another one, so add that one.
But I don't know who came second. Fucking Jana.
He played Jim in the final. And, yeah.
Bastard. Colchester, that was like February.
That was like February, yeah.
Or Jan.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And Jan, and
that was
Jim,
called Bunkermaster.
Jim used Kizer for that one as well.
Okay, right. So we had a Bunkermaster, I think it was like Bunkermaster 5 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the winner was Janners, as always. I think he's won 4 out of the fucking 5. And he was using some piss take. Witch Hunter list or something.
Still won.
Just full of either fanatics or zealots, all of them. That's all they are. Fucking nut jobs with no control.
No control, no armour.
And Jim the gent, the sage, was second with Kislev.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't shoot enough of them.
Couldn't shoot enough of them. We had the Sterling. What's it called? Sterling?
North of the Wall.
North of the Wall.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a winner there. It was Guy Hunter, and I think he was Lizardman, although it's quite hard to just.
Yeah.
Because the information that's online doesn't actually say
it's incomplete,
what late.
Yeah. But we believe it was Lizardman.
Yeah, I seem to remember it. Mm-hmm. Lizardman. And you were second with Chaos Dwarves.
Chaos Dwarves, yeah. Yeah.
Very nice.
Pretty happy with that build. Yeah.
We have a Swedish Open, and I'm going to try and read these names from the Facebook, so I don't come up too badly.
But there's some names you recognise. Mm.
Yes, there are some names we recognise and some names I do not recognise. So, it's here. Right, so, winner and national champion of the Swedish Open.
I like it.
I swear, I mean, it's going to be galactic champion for them. Martin, oh, fucking hell, that is a Uvilgard? Uvigard? Ulvigard?
Yeah.
Ulvigard.
Yeah.
Ulvigard. Well done, sir. He was using Undead.
Undead. Tomb King's Undead.
Undead. Tomb King is Undead. That was it with the Brogner's Balls raised dead.
Brogner's Balls!
You get three raised dead is the Brogner's Balls threshold.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we runner up was Christoph.
Yep.
Christopher Dingwell.
Yep.
Who he was on the rules committee.
Yeah, 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 exactly. Well,
and he was an Araby player.
Araby, lovely.
So not only did he have a good army, he had a rare as fucking hen's teeth army for people to salivate over.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I've got one of them painted, actually. I've got a base it with multicoloured flying carpets. They look lovely.
Yep.
So well done, Swedish Open fellas. So next year, what I'm going to try and do is do this as we go along.
Yes.
So that come the end of 2019.
We have another result still to come for 2018 because we haven't played it yet. Like the one at the end of, on the 28th of December.
Well, that's true.
So, and next year there'll be seven events.
We'll have a podcast about that. Yeah, so yeah. We'll
it adds on to this one.
And we'll talk about the result of that, hopefully.
Yeah, it'll be Paul winning with Skaven, that one.
I'm going to just take fucking high odds, make every week.
No, oh, shut up!
Bunch of wankers. Take my stabilisers.
Yeah. Go on, carry on.
London GT.
Yeah.
Can you remember who won that?
Oh, well, let me guess.
It was Sir Alex Janaway.
The with, goat.
With dwarves.
Yeah.
And Jim the Gent, you reckon, was second?
Yeah, they were playing in the final, and I made that was one and two.
Okay, so with Kislev again.
Mm-hmm.
He's a pretty good bridesmaid.
Yes, this year has been his bridesmaid year, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we had the Tri-Wiz in November. Was it October, November?
November.
Which Paul won with the Orcs.
Yep.
Finally break your duck, sir. Well done. Get off the mark. Yeah. Although we have won doubles.
Yeah, we have won doubles. But that was my first... Oh, no.
Because I remember, because you stole the award. You said, I'm having that.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm having it.
I'm having it.
So, yeah, he's got it. Yeah. And Jeff was second with the old goblos.
Yep.
So Greenskin 1-2. It's actually Greenskin 1-2-3.
Yeah, it was that one.
Because somebody came in with Orcs on third.
Yes, they did, yeah.
And it wasn't
Justin,
it was somebody else.
No, it was somebody else. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Justin was using dwarves. So yeah, I mean, I think personally, what do you think the most impressive result of that, like in terms of race to place?
I'll get bent. Of course it's fucking dwarves. You could, like, there's no way anybody who knew anything about the game would have put orcs, goblins, orcs as the 1-2-3.
Yeah.
I mean, admittedly, the goat wasn't playing.
There we go.
It's true. Yeah. Jim wasn't playing.
No.
The finalist from the last two Tri-Wizards.
No, Jim was playing that.
Was he?
Yeah,
was he
Jim was playing.
Okay.
Kislev.
Okay. Oh, the two finalists from the last two Tri-Wiz singles weren't there. Yeah. Both finalists for the previous 2 years. I don't know where the other fella was.
Yeah, yeah.
But I couldn't make it, and he didn't make it. So he was Mr. Britannia.
It's becoming very much like tennis competitions, isn't it? Where it's the same names that make the area, which is good because it shows the game's good.
Well, Janus is his name.
One of majors.
I'm telling you, he'd have fucking won that game. He would have won that if he was allowed to play.
Yeah, probably.
But he didn't get to play with his...
It's that meme of the guy just getting filled with 100 arrows. It's
brilliant, coming out of the cornfield. Eat that, Fritz. So, that serves him right for not making himself a spur player because he was actually on the books. Because if he'd have been a spur player, then if a player drops down, you're in.
Yeah.
Not if you need to. Yeah, exactly. You need to fill the book.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So next year tournaments, hopefully, we'll have more than four.
Well, there is. There's seven.
Yeah, but we've got to remember to report them.
Well, then that's like the moment, a job of a moment at the time that we should remember to do.
And then I need to decide what I'm going to use. I'm definitely not taking ogres. I just can't take them to a tournament. Other men, better men than me could. Better men that were less concerned about winning could probably do it.
At least you're honest.
I can't fucking do it.
But you should just be like me and just win with anything.
Bollocks. You take the ogres and win then. Go on.
Right, I will. After I've won this tournament with Skaven, I'll go and win with your ogres.
I can will then. I'm fucking only your ogres. The law. It's like, I'm going to end up with lizard men or bastards. High elves. I haven't won with high elves though, so I'm still, they're still open to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they would love to fight your Skaven.
Yeah, that would be hard for me.
Waves of Skaven, like, just wow. Getting ridden down.
Just getting run around.
Silverhelm just...
Come back here.
Poor little rats.
I mean, personally for me, it's... You know, it's been great to have that unbeaten streak in events. You know, that's been cool. Yeah, to do three events and be unbeaten is, yeah, it's lovely.
I keep losing to Phil. Phil, OG Phil.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got my number. He's got my number.
It's your bane.
Yeah, he was like Janus. Janus, yeah. He couldn't beat Janus for 12 games or something it was. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, you just couldn't beat him. Yeah.
You could beat him.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're beating two or three on the bench.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what happens. The curse has lifted.
Yeah.
This voodoo doll's gone.
It's very much tennis players, isn't it? Yeah. Cool. Anything else?
So the next thing that happened this year is I got my Kickstarter finished.
Yes, you did.
That was a fucking pain. I've forgotten how bad that was.
But best you forget because you're doing another
It is.
One.
It's like kids or dogs or whatever. You have a kid, the pain subsides, your memory dulls.
Yeah, you do.
I can do it again. Yeah. It's not that bad. Not that bad. It's like shit.
Yeah. It is that bad.
Well, you'll know in 3 months. Yeah. You've got another kid coming. Now, hang on a minute. This one's crying, but this one's crying.
Yeah.
This one's a bit older. This one can understand. You just fucking cry. This one doesn't understand. This one's crying.
I just hop pick them both up and they can just cry in both your arms. Ah! And then you can cry too.
So, yeah, I'm doing it again. I can't. Half of me is kind of. The worst bit is my fucking roof leaks. So I need to get the roof fixed in the garage. Because at the moment I've just got like random buckets.
Well, hang on. Are you cowboy builders doing the roof as well?
In the garage.
All right. Okay. Right.
Not in the house.
Oh, so right.
In the workshop garage.
So you're going to get some real builders to do this one.
I'm probably going to get them to do it.
Right. Yeah. but it's cheap.
He's part of the family. It's not cheap. He's part of the family.
He's got you, hasn't he?
Part of the family.
You sucker. Yeah. Like.
So, hopefully I can get the roof done before the rainy season comes. So that was a big achievement. I didn't think I took it on, I knew I'd do it, but it was like the very northern, it's my cross, I'll bear the fucking cross.
Yeah. Depressing, yeah. Coronation Street.
Your wife's probably sat, it's her cross, my cross.
All right, yeah, but that is good because it's a lovely range and you're doing a second one.
Yeah, which we'll talk about after this bit. So that was my biggest achievement this year has been getting that fucking Kickstarter done.
Mm-hmm. And
I'll tell them a few bits afterwards. Yeah. Which is nice. It was nice. Free shit.
Point E.
It's you?
Yeah, it's me. So
if you've got to spend some of this self-funded money on your stuff, buy some of your stuff back. So I'm going to eBay it.
I know. I took a vow.
A vow is a bit strong, isn't
it? Yeah. Vows.
Vows is strong.
Vows is a word. My watch has ended. Yeah, like, of being hobby self-funded this year. But I said provisos is I left painting, stuff to like the paints and the paint brushes and things. I didn't count
consumables.
Consumables, no, I did not include
magazines.
I ruled that out of the fund. And obviously, there's nothing like, to travel to that event or to stay in Stirling. Like, that's none of that. Like. So
it's not really self-funded then?
Well, it's where do you go? Come on. Right? It's like when you're at an event and you need to buy lunch. You know, that's really, you know, there's
levels, a beer. Yeah.
So, but I have done it. You know, that has been a nice check. It certainly shuts down any arguments the wife might have. You know, like, just like... Don't cost a penny.
It's paying me.
And I did. So in the year, I did a couple of commissions. Jeff's D&D stuff. Your ogres. Was that all I did? And well, this is a commission, isn't it, from Jeff? I'm doing something for him and making money for it. So that's a commission.
It's funny. I remember going back in time. Yeah. You commissioned
Eric. I know. And Eric's told me this. Yeah, and I was like, yeah, that's true, isn't it? Yeah, because
at that point your time was more important than the money.
Yeah.
And now life's changed.
Yeah, I think exactly. Like, I remember it's But also, I quite enjoy the whole process of eBaying things. It's interesting. It's like because I did my market research. Yeah, I'm like, all right, this is how I'm going to do this, and it's only temporary. It's not like
I have more stuff to sell. It's all listed. It was just interesting to like, and plus the app of eBay makes it so easy to do.
I think I've sold it. Just like what was insane, Lord of the Rings stuff I've done.
It's like some of my night shifts on the hour break, I'd list something and it was sold before the end of the shift.
Yeah,
it's like, and I'm there in the staff room building it, photographing it, done, and it's sold before I've left work.
It was before the app on the Android phone or whatever. It was a pain in the ass listing stuff. You had a program called Turbo Lister which tried to help list, but this it's really easy.
It's so easy. It's like.
And I'm not advertising eBay, but I've managed to sell some Lord of the Rings stuff I don't need, metal stuff. Yeah, you get good money for it. I got the Sharku model on a horse. £25.
Boom. Happy someone's having to buy it. But the thing is, they're buying it before GW probably might remake.
Sure they will, but would it be metal?
Would it?
This is the biggest issue. They're re-releasing stuff in fucking
plastic, but
not even plastic. That fine cast bullshit.
No. They're re-releasing stuff in when they're new sculpts. Right. It's plastic.
Yeah. But the reissued stuff is in whatever format it was last in. Yeah. So if it was in fine cast, they're redoing it in fine cast. It's like, come on, man. Nobody wants this fucking stuff. Do it in proper fucking resin, which is still shit, or do it in metal. But don't bring me to this fine cast, try and charge me 20 fucking
pounds. Yeah, that's true.
But no, it's horrible. Yeah. Horrible stuff. Mm. Full of fucking holes, like cheese. It's horrible.
Yeah. It's not good. That's it. Like the topic is like, I've been so fun. And going forward, I'm in two minds whether I do it again for 2019.
Well, why would you not? Why would you not?
I mean, I could carry over the money that I've got at the moment to be stuff.
That's too easy, sir. That's too easy. So what spend that money now. Spend buy it.
But I've had the things I want to have.
Well, you have to buy the stuff back off me that you sold me. Like your Flames of War British Army.
Where is that army?
It's in the shit somewhere.
Can you find it?
Over Christmas, I'll definitely get it
have
out.
Have a look at it then. Find it for me.
Yes, it's in whatever fucking KR box it used to be in, full of British... lorries and all kinds of shit.
Did it
have any dice or anything then? Maybe slightly harder to find.
It did have dice.
That would be slightly harder to find because they're in a different area of the.
If you can find it, yeah, sure. I mean,
then you've got to buy it.
I don't know, but like.
You're not going to buy your own stuff.
Buy my own stuff back, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you've got to do it. I was giving you a good rate when I bought it.
Oh, so now you have me.
Well, you can be telling everybody how flush you are on your.
I say how flush, I'm just being sensible, but never mind. I would like to have a look at it.
Good. And you don't want to carry it forward. You want to clear the books, get it all spent, start afresh in the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely job.
But I would be willing to take on a War Master painting, a commission to do an army to paint it. Yeah, again. Like, if someone out there wants me to do one, that'd be quite interesting. Because it's like, there's some races I'm like, high elves, for example. Yeah, like I quite fancy painting a high elf.
I've got a painted high elf. It would be Bretonnian, but the problem I've got with Bretonnian now is that the game's kind of moved on from them a little bit. They were the fucking dog's bollocks before Revolution.
Good.
They ain't the same level as they were. They were fucking insane.
If you say so.
I've fought them. They were bastards to try and beat. Because of how good the cavalry was, and how much movement shenanigans they had, how fucking... Stick a banner of shielding on Grey Hill Knights. Just fucking eat your whole army. One unit in the flank and eat your whole fucking army. Bastards. But yeah, look, life's moved on a little bit, so I don't know what the build is now. I think this is the most interesting thing about 2018 is like what you knew, you have to kind of unknow now because it's not the same. Cavalry aren't as good as they used to be. They're still good.
They're still king. Yeah, I think.
Well,
I reckon
the two rounds of combat really make a big difference.
I reckon that the Bretonnian build that is, you have to have some men at arms, don't you? The Bretonnian build, which is a lot of cavalry, a lot of squires, comes right at you. Like, here we go, God wields it. You know, like that's got some that, and you're willing to commit it. Just go charge, like
go.
Because with that Orc and Goblin,
Janus was playing that.
Yeah,
you beat him,
yeah, because Orcs and Goblins, I was just willing to. Attack, and like assume I'd cast that war spell to help me. Mm. Like, there's sometimes.
Well, having four wizards.
Sometimes the momentum of that, like, rolls you into situations. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if you create, you're just going to charge. Like, it's like with Skaven, for example. Like, well, I ain't got no range game, and there's nothing else I can do but attack. And it's like, at least I get +1 attack when I charge. You know, like, it's him, like, if he charges me, I don't have that bonus. If I charge him, I've got that bonus.
Yeah.
You know, go into
it. Well, that's just like everything. Even greenlings are better fight, or goblins are better on the charge than being charged.
Yeah.
Well, it's not actually strictly true, is it? Because they have a ranged weapon, so they're kind of similar. But most stuff, it's better to charge than be charged.
Yeah, always. I mean, like, and if, you know, if you can avoid it, if it's going to happen, at least get the first punch in. Yeah.
Yeah. At least you're taking an attack off them.
Yeah.
Because they're not getting their charge bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they're so get stuck in.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Get stuck in. So well done on being self-funded. That is it's an interesting.
Cool. I mean, it was, to be honest, it was like, part of me was like, can I do this? Like, would it happen? And it has, and yeah, I can actually. And then it's like, actually, it's all right, you know. And then it has curbed any excessiveness, and it's allowed me to like be honest more with myself in terms of like I get, yeah, okay, hang on, I don't
know how much are myself,
yeah, or what is to jump into, etc. Like for example, Necromunda. Like, I like all the gangs. Like, I would play all the gangs. They are interest me enough in their own way to, oh, that'd be interesting. But I knew I wanted Dalak. You know, like
the sneaky runaway fuckers.
Sneaky runaway fuckers with a sniper. Won't get one with a sniper rifle. Yeah, like, so I wanted them. And sadly, they've been the last. I've got them now, but they've literally just arrived like a year and a half.
How much?
Oh, like £20.
You know,
like,
110?
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
So, and
Jews, everything in there?
Well, yeah, they're all. You decide which you want.
Oh, there's no Jews anymore.
Well, there's no separate models for Jews. But they are. Well, there are and there aren't, aren't they? They just, yeah, your models.
They were weedy little fucking.
Yeah, I know. I mean, yeah, that's not the current. Yeah, it's just, it's a sprue that's repeated twice.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, so I got Orlocks because they had Dalak, and I enjoyed using Orlocks. But now Dalak have turned up. I'm like, cool. That's it. So instead of buying all the gangs. But I want to use that one. But
you just need one box, yeah? One box is enough?
Pretty much. Like, I did get a second one for the Orlocks because the campaign I was getting, my gang was expanding. But you only need one box to begin with.
Right.
You know, so, okay, I need one
box. You can change weapon swap and stuff, and it's quite straightforward.
Yeah. I mean, you want to be WYSIWYG if you can. But yeah,
that was always the hardest bit.
It is, you know, killing your darlings.
With metal models, that was fucking awful.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. But with plastic, it's a lot easier. And actually, you don't need to do that because the models, the base cost of the models is quite reasonable. And now we're going to restart. We're going to, you know, start again a new cycle of campaign. Clarky won this one. Like, you know, really did. So we've created
a model. Using Vansar?
Yeah, but he just...
Was it Vansar?
Vansar.
What got, a bunch of wankers those guys used to
he
be.
He got way too much money. Like, he just like... But so we're bringing in... Basically, the new campaign we will run starting in January will be mostly house rules. Yeah, you know, like to curb...
Were they the guys that had all the tech and they were like two models and they were like unkillable fucking...
Not unkillable. Like but Predator. Like, but basically, when they got like a kind shield, which is technology that... is not available to fucking space marines, and they're like, what's against you? Well, I'm Cordor, and I've got a crossbow and a stick. You know, like, it's like, wow, like, that's quite different. Like, if it wasn't for the fact that these Vansar were all radiated weaklings, they'd be on top.
It's funny how they were the bogeyman in the old game.
Yeah. But it's just, it was, to be honest, it's the player in this case. It wasn't the gang, that gang is better, it's the player. Like, Clarky is a kind of a gamer where he needs boundaries because he will min-max things. He will find a way. Like, nature, you know that scene in Jurassic Park where it's like, nature found a way. Clarky will find a way. Like, he needs boundaries. He needs reining in and be like, no. Like,
you will not do
you
this.
You can't have all the territories because you like you've spanned games against weaker opponents and nicked their territories. It's like you're limited. Like, we're all limited to a certain amount. You're like,
well done, Clarky fella. Yeah. Well done. Right, okay.
Hey man, you seen those 10mm ogres, man? Gotta get me some of those sweet ass 10mm ogres, man. I could brother up, man, I'm jonesing.
Quit your jibber jabber, fool, and get yourself to blackgateminiatures.com. That's blackgateminiatures.com.
Okay, so a little bit about what's been going on at Blackgate, a little bit about events, and then we're finished.
Yep.
Don't know how long we've been talking. It's hard to see on this new setup. So I've paid Robbie for a test sculpt. I should do test sculpt, probably not.
No.
One of the interesting things is how ropey sometimes they can look at 10 mil. Just on a picture, because it's really hard to get a picture
at
10 mil that isn't blurry and actually looks like the finished model, because it just is what it is.
Yep.
So I paid for it, the test sculpt, it's on its way. Hopefully it'll turn up, but Christmas post's a bit wanky.
Yep.
Then I'll get it cast up.
Yep.
We'll get one painted, and then they'll be good for the Kickstarter. You can say, well, hopefully this is the kind of design we're going for, and then you'll see the concept art, and then... Christian's going to knock out the actual art for the 12 miniatures.
But as I said, it's like you have the confidence in buyers from your previous good funding, good project.
It's going to be...
Like, if as a consumer, I wouldn't need as much evidence from your company about your new range, because I like the old range.
Okay. And I'm pretty sure at least half the 1500, which is going to be like the opening gambit, the Kickstarter... That's going to be going to the sculpts, I think, on this one. And then there's another amount of money. Mm. That's quite a hefty amount of money. Another 25% or so going on the art.
Yeah.
So there really isn't a lot of fucking money left for me to make anything, Bob. But I want to play demons. There are no fucking demons. Where are the demons?
They will sell well. They will sell better than your ogres.
I think they've got more chance of being a tournament-winning army than my ogres.
Yes, they are. like the reason you do not see demon armies doing very well in tournaments and being used is because they're rare.
Rare as hen's teeth, so... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even GW's own range, I don't think, had all the options. I don't think... Or did it? I'm not sure.
I don't know. But I've never seen them.
I've never seen anyone play using a... In fact... I've never seen anyone use a demon army yet in a tournament.
I've seen some Nurgle.
I've seen
some Nurglings, and I've seen some Nurgle demons.
Yeah.
And I've seen pictures of some crabby-handed cavalry.
Yeah, yeah.
But is that...
There was on like the catalogue page, there was like, oh, this is the demon range. But I've never seen anyone play it in an event. Mm. You know, we've had some games where we proxied it, you know, when we did a review of it, you know, demons... where we proxied a demon army, but we've never no. So that they will be hot.
Okay, well let's hope so.
I mean, like to the point where like it's not like the case where wood elves are hot because here's a rule set for them, but there's no set models. It's like everyone loves demons. Like they are a fundamental part of Warhammer. Is it like
they're the stereotypical bad guys?
They are the bad guys. You know, like chaos you could kind of reason with, like is in terms of like sacrifice, like you can murder death, kill that city, just leave us alone. You know, like right. You know, like but demons is like there's no reasoning.
There's no reasoning. Mm-hmm. We're gonna kill you. Yeah. Right. So that's about all I've got to talk about. I mean, in a few weeks, hopefully, we'll have a picture of the painted miniature.
Yep.
Or if I can get a decent picture of an unpainted miniature, although it's quite hard.
I'll do the
painting
for you.
If you like, knock yourself out. And then we've got to talk about the events. And we're going to put a little pinned up on the Warmaster podcast page.
Which we've done.
But we've only got UK events. I don't mind having world events on here if there are such a thing.
Well, that's on the group. Yeah, go on.
Well, there is one, because what's the Warmaster on the 18th? Is that Worcester? Is that UK?
But what?
The War Master.
Yeah, so that's the date for Steve and Ian.
Okay, fantastic. So we've got Bonacon, 8th to 10th of February in Guildford.
Yep.
Spring Triwiz, which is a 2,000
point list. 1,000 point lists.
Yeah.
I'll use Orcs and Goblins.
Both.
Well, that's a list, isn't it?
Orcs and Goblins.
Yeah, Orcs and Goblins.
That's the 30th of March. We've got War Master, very interesting, I like that, in Worcester.
Yep.
18th of May, North of the Wall in Falkirk, 29th of June. We have the War Master GT, which has got, must have another fucking nickname, like Galactic Championship.
Is that the London GT?
Yeah. What's it called? It was like the World Championship. World Championship.
Yeah, it's that again.
Very Americanized, I like it. Mm-hmm. Like the Super Bowl and the World Series. Autumn Triwiz on the 9th of November, which is singles, and Xmas Warmaster 28th of December in Daventry. But that's
us assuming it's the same date.
Because that's the date.
Well, it won't be the same date.
No, but like that's that. That yeah, it's roughly right. around that time.
Yeah. Saturday
It's a date between Christmas and New Year.
Okay. So that's the list of the events for 2018. If you do have any events,
2019.
If you do have any events you're running, you want us to add them to the list, then just get in touch.
That is a really lovely, healthy scene. I wouldn't have the time to attend many other events.
You know, I think like, seven's going to be pushing
seven,
it for
seven's
me.
Pushing it. Yeah.
I'm already signed up for at least four of those.
Yeah, you've paid for the TriWiz.
I'll be at Bonacon, but not playing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've done two TriWiz jobs, and then the GT, obviously.
Yeah.
Are tickets out for that? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They're out. The rules pack is out. It's all because I wrote the rules pack a while ago, so that was really easy to do. It's all there.
Okay.
It's all there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It with so it's the 2019 Winter Roller 2019 is out, and that's what it is. It's just put into their fonts. And it's cumulative scoring on the objectives.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. We'll have to give those a try.
Yeah.
I think that's about us for today.
Yeah.
Nearly us for 2018.
Yeah, so 2018's been really good, and 2019's going to be better because we are organised, there's more events. Fantastic. And the game's maturing. I'd like to play against Wood Elves. I don't know if I'd want to own a Wood Elf army yet, but I'd like to play against them.
Just proxy. Elves is elves.
Yeah, elves is elves. Yeah.
Apart from the trees, they're obviously not elves.
They're not elves. we did have a question.
Did you?
Yeah. No, we did. Can we just clink on the messages on us? Because we did have some mail that we should address.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's always interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to the mailbox from Andrew.
Yes. So scroll up to the top.
All right, there you go. So.
Do you want to read it?
No, not really. I've got the dog's woken up now, so I've got the dog on my lap.
So this is from Andrew Maletz, Maletz. Says, loves the podcast. I'd like to hear more about Epic, and if you play it on 2, I'll give you a link to the Epic eBay sales. And I dealt with this. So basically, it's a request for Epic episode, especially with Abdi Titanicus out again. I love both I asked him which presenter he liked the best.
Of course you did.
And he said, I love both presenters exactly equally, just like my kids.
Well, that's not really true.
I love the episodes on getting into Warmaster. There we go. So I said, clearly you like me better than Barry. So I think we could do an Epic Armageddon one as an extra, same as we're planning a Warmaster Ancients one. So basically we've had requests to just a single off, one off about alternative, the other game systems that are connected. Like, as in... that we've spoken about.
Okay.
So, it'd be good to do an Ancients one, Barry.
Yeah, that is definitely on the list. We'll try and do that over Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
We definitely need to do an Ancients one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we also need to...
Epic
Army again.
Do you have an Ancients army? Or we can proxy one really quickly.
I think I've got 15 mil Romans.
That'll do. Well, I'm going on, I'm Romans. You can't be Romans.
There's several breeds of Romans.
Yeah, okay.
It's actually... it's funny, I was talking to Gary Jones about this. Mm-hmm. It was actually a 15 mil army for... a game system called DBA, which is a real old man system.
Right, okay. Bring your own personal rule book. Is it like write your own rule book?
No. Yeah. All kind of like wheeling and combat tables and stuff. All that good gear.
all the barriers to fun.
It's very rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
And so that's my 50. I'll probably just use Praetorian and just fucking rinse your with your ancient Romans with my medieval.
Yeah, wait, I can't remember. Shut up. You know, like
you've got your dog's trying to eat your.
Whoa! Don't eat my Roman army.
You'll be all right. My cavalry don't hurt much.
Yeah. Here they are, weighing a metric ton each, something like that. A night, like isn't
got,
that, is that what they? I think that's what they weigh.
You got guys with blowpipes and
wooden shield that'll hold up well. Yeah, like. But
it's something I want to do. Oh, could you samurai? Oh no, that's the wrong era.
But
samurai must be
the Albion army I have is that's your
warband.
That's your Gaelic troops. Yeah.
Warband. Well, apart from you probably need too many warbands.
Well, yeah, but like you can get pretty much an Ancients army out of that.
Okay, let's do that then.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe next game then.
Be like, ooh, Victor Hood and bah! It'll be like the scene out of
get him dog. Yeah, get him.
Scene out of Gladiator.
Get him, dog. Right, so we're going to call it a day, dog. Lick your face, mad bastard.
What's wrong with that?
I've seen what the fucking dogs eat.
Ah, nonsense.
Nonsense, then.
I'm a nurse.
It's even worse. Those pages are vulnerable. Right, so you can contact us on War Master Podcast Facebook page or at warmaster.podcast@googlemail.com. That was War Master Podcast episode 108. Paul and Barry.
Thanks for listening.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you all. And we'll speak to you before the new year.
Would you like to know more?